This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back. Again's hour to sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933. In the meantime, the communists are stirring it up in New York City again. Wow. We got foreigners in America having protests. Wow. Hey, folks, I didn't know that they were afforded asylum to act out in a fashion that was foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Isn't that the reason they were afforded asylum? Yeah, to assimilate? Well, that's not what they're doing. This is what communists do. Do you understand? This is all being created by paid provocateurs, and don't doubt what I'm telling you, friends. It's exactly what they're doing. They are paid provocateurs, okay? You gotta know what's, you gotta pay attention. You gotta know the mind of the enemy, friends. And hopefully you know that. And again, there's so much to cover here. Let me get over to this police officer, because this information has come out time and time again, and it's amazing. I have friends that are actually holding right now. Is their homes are going to be busted in by the FBI because they had, those luckless souls had the audacity to exercise their First Amendment right and to preach outside of the buildings in Washington, D.C. And they're looking at 4 to 5 years in prison. It isn't, again, come on, people. 1-866-582-9933. Are we thinking this through? Why is it that the cameras are all up on Donnie's face, and yet he's the provocateur? He was the one that brought about this whole January 6th incident, say the mainstream media. Do you understand what controlled opposition is? Do you understand that the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves? That's what communists do, and that's exactly what they're doing. They call Donald Trump the leader of the coup. How is it that Donald Trump has all the cameras on his face and the microphones by the mainstream media up to his face? He's got a voice. And how is it, in contrast, the 350 people that are sitting behind bars right now because the federal government said that they were trespassing during this insurrection without any evidence whatsoever, finding out that they destroyed what evidence that they did have, and yet somehow or another, Donald Trump is running for the presidency of the United States of America. Read Daniel 8:25. You'll understand. Hopefully, right? You guys see this? If you ever get out, this is a picture of Donald Trump looking inside the cells of those political prisoners, because that's exactly what they are. It says, if you ever get out, be sure to vote for me. See ya. Isn't that right? Yeah. That's exactly what's going on. And yet people, all of his worshipers saying, if you want peace again, we need to put him back in office. Are you kidding me? We are where we're at today because of what you tolerated through that criminal. And that's exactly what he is. So let's get over to this. I want to show you, speaking of January 6th, we have a former Capitol Police officer speaking out about January 6th. He's going to go ahead and introduce himself to you. And then we're going to listen to this together, and we're going to see what he has to say concerning what, in fact, took place there on January 6th, because this is just another whistleblower to tell you what we already have seen on film. through Gateway Pundit. And again, here, let me go back to this. I want you to see this. I get these thoughts, folks. That's just how this works here, okay? It's usually a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge on live radio. And I want you to see this so you understand that history, in fact, is repeating itself. And I have on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, a picture of Pol Pot, a picture of Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, Benito Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, Amin Amin, Mao Zedong, Fidel Castro, and Joe Biden. And what it says right up on the little post here, it says, people who have had their political opponents arrested. That's what you're seeing the beginning of. What you're seeing is a coup. What you're seeing is a coup. And what you have in front of your faces right now are all the actors in this coup. Okay? Because the wrong people are sitting behind bars right now, Americans, as you all the well know. Okay, so let's get over to this police officer. Let's see what he has to say.
Can you kind of talk about your record there? Were there any blemishes on your record? Why were you promoted so often?
Well, three times in a 23-year period, so it wasn't that many times. Yeah, some people.
Police officer, Capitol Police officer for 23 years.
I think I was good at what I did, and I think that when you take promotional exams, you have to use your expertise and pass those tests, and I got lucky and I passed a few.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, can you walk us through maybe the training that goes into being on the Capitol Police Force and what you did?
He's just laying a premise, friend, well, so you understand.
In March of 1999, I was required to go to the federal law enforcement.
He's establishing his credibility here, friends, is what he's doing, and he's doing a good job at it.
That was a 10-week program, so I did that. I came back to D.C., and we had another 10 weeks of training. After training in D.C., we had an FTO program, and that was approximately 8 weeks for the FTO program. And then after that, I became a solo beat officer.
Okay. So walk me through a day as a beat officer. What were your duties?
When I finished the academy, I went to the Capitol Division. So I worked at the Capitol Division. And I stayed at the Capitol Division in different assignments for about 3 years until I made special agent. A typical day, it depends on what section you work. I was on the day shift when I graduated the academy after I finished FTO. And I just helped process people when they came in for tours. That was the most significant portion of my day. That's what I did. For me, I went to the midnight shift after that, and I did the midnight shift for about 3 years so I could finish my college degree, and I did that. And the midnight shift, the building was closed. So basically, I just had to make sure that the building was still standing for the next day. We still had outside duties, patrol duties, just to make sure that the outside of the building and the inside of the building was secure. So that's pretty much what I did until I got promoted to special agent. Then I started having fun.
Yeah, this is where it gets a little bit better.
Why did you want to join the Capitol Police Force?
My degree is in history and government, and being at the Capitol Police, you are around so much history and government, it was an easy fit for me. I hadn't completed my college degree when I started the Capitol Police, so I finished training. Then I went back after I finished training to go back to finish my degree, and I decided that this is the place for me, and that was how I made my decision.
That's great. That's a very patriotic thing to do. So.
Okay, so what he's doing right now, friends, is just basically teeing up this Capitol Police officer who's speaking out against January 6th, the truth of the matter. And he's doing a good job. He's establishing his credibility. So on the other side, we're going to come back, and we're going to see what he experienced there on January 6th. And they're calling him a whistleblower, so we're going to find out together exactly why he is a whistleblower, okay? 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come right back to this Capitol Police officer and highlight some more of this information that is so important for us to know.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Okay, cool. Let's get back to this. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I also want to get to some information concerning what is in fact happening right now coming from some of our friends over at Liberty Council. Bill Gates, WHO, federal governments, governors across the states, of our union, they're trying to mandate force vaccinations. I don't know if you're seeing this or not, friends, but I told you it wasn't going to go away unless the American people stood up to it. And if you don't want to listen to those warnings, friends, then you don't have to. But you're going to get more of it, and rest assured, they're going to try coming through, not the back door, but the front door, because they've got too much money invested into these experimental jabs. We'll get to that in just a moment, okay? Let's get back to this Capitol police officer, this whistleblower, concerning what happened on January 6th.
Thank you for doing that on behalf of us at Heritage, and I'm sure many other patriots throughout this country. In your decades working on the force, you must have seen
Capitol Police
certifications of presidential elections. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so about how many?
I would say about six.
Six. So that's a lot of front row seat to history you've had. Given your background, I think I want to get a big question out of the way up front here. Did you ever have politics enter into any of your decision-making when you were on the force?
Never.
Are you registered as a Republican?
No.
Who did you vote for in 2020?
Biden and Harris.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'd like to move to January 6th, and that's what we're really here to talk with you about today, the events of January 6th and the aftermath and your particular insights to that day and your situation afterwards. On the morning of January 6th, were you aware of any large-scale protests that might be happening that day?
I knew there was going to be a demonstration. I was actually supposed to be off of work that day, and I got an email from my supervisor, and I was told that I was supposed to be on telework that week. And my boss told me my telework day for January the 6th was canceled, and I had to come in. my assignment that day was the routine operations commander of the Capitol. So that made me happy because I didn't have any outside assignment. That meant that I didn't have to deal with any of the demonstrations, so that made me happy. So I figured it would be an easy day for me. I didn't have to worry about processing any arrests. I would start at 7, and I would, for the most part, should be able to leave at 3. So that was my assignment.
Is it unusual to get called in off of telework?
Well, it was an unusual whole the entire situation was unusual because we were on a COVID schedule. So basically, we had certain people off. That was my rotation to be off because we didn't want a lot of people together because, you know, everybody was getting COVID. So this was unusual in itself because we basically didn't have very many people working as far as the numbers we normally had. So it was a very unusual time.
We're going to let this go for a couple more minutes.
Inauguration.
So how many officers were working that day?
Yeah, and correction, I meant the certification. And as far as how many officers were working that day, we did not have, I would say probably, could have been more, I would say plus or minus 200 officers working on the day shift, is my guess.
And is that a usual number for a big event at the Capitol?
No.
Now, walk us through before the rally started that day. What time did you get to work?
I got to work at 7 a.m.
And as you said, your duties that day were inside the Capitol.
Yes.
Can you walk us through kind of what happened when you got to work that day?
I got to work, and I saw that there were people already around the Capitol early that morning, which was a surprise because I figured things would be kicking off
provocateurs
later. So I go into the building, and I get there. I get to my office probably around 7:38. I can't remember the time. But it was after roll call was over. I was a commander, so I didn't always go to any of, you know, all of the briefings. I would go to the briefings if I had important information to disseminate, but I wasn't aware that anything was important for me to disseminate to my officers, so I didn't show up for the morning briefing. I came in a little bit after that and went to my office. And approximately, I don't know the exact time, Donald Trump spoke at the Ellipse. I was in the office during that particular time. I looked at some of the speech, but I didn't look at all of it. And I was dealing with my own duties. But that morning was pretty much a normal morning. Nothing out of the ordinary. I didn't get any morning briefings from my supervisors when I got there. I didn't anticipate anything happen. And I was actually planning on leaving early that day. I was going to ask my boss when he came in if nothing was going on, but since I was the inside commander and the building was closed that particular day to anybody that wasn't staff or part of Congress.
So they already had paid provocateurs so around the building early in the morning.
The building was closed.
So the stage is already being set.
They even stayed the whole entire day, but we all know that changed. And I had to stay the whole day. I actually stayed till like midnight.
So going back to the number of Capitol Police officers and agents that were on site that day. Recently, the Capitol Police told Congress that I think there was 1,214 on site, but they could not account for the whereabouts of 797. What do you make of those numbers?
Now, those numbers, in my opinion, and when I say my opinion, I was at times in charge of sending our manpower numbers to the XO, and the XO is the executive officer, and I had to give those numbers. So those numbers were normally around 400 for the Capitol, give or take some, and that was for the entire day. So when they used that number of 1,400 people, they were using the numbers of everybody that showed up for work that day. They included probably everybody, CDU people, they included everybody, but that was almost a misleading number because they would have counted officers assigned to the library division, house division, patrol division, who would never even came over to the Capitol. They would have also had counted people who would have started at, now, for the midnight shift, our midnight shift starts at 11 o'clock at most places. So 11 o'clock the prior day. So that means an officer reporting to work for January 6th on the midnight tour would have to be at work at 11 p.m. January 5th. that same officer would get off of work at 7 a.m. That officer would go home. They counted those people. Those people were already gone, so they're using those numbers. So they're trying to make the number as big as they could.
Yep.
What they were
altering the numbers.
Keep
so they're lying about that.
Officer was supposed to get off at 7. You keep that officer until 11 o'clock. And then the 3 to 11 shift, you bring them in at 11 to cover the gap. And then you can release them if nothing's going on. But they counted all, I'm 99.9% sure, they counted all the midnight officers on every single part of the hill to get, they needed that number inflated as much as they could.
Yep.
So they didn't give.
Yeah, that's what they do, folks. They bolster numbers because they always want to make it look bigger than what it really is. And you can use this in a pro or con situation, but now he's telling you that there's a lot of oddities going on as far as the people being there that morning. They were paid provocateurs, folks, because people seen them bust in. Not only were they being led about by FBI, provocateurs, so on and so forth. We have Ray Epps and others. If you have not seen the video on January 6th, folks, I'm telling you, take the time to just simply watch it. You're not going to question anything the people inside are trying to tell you right now, because the video exposes who's responsible for the whole entire day. And what we have here, friends, and that is on, I'll think of it in just a moment. And now we hear, again, have another Capitol Police officer speaking out about January 6th. And, again, the oddities of what's going on and how they were bolstering the numbers here. Okay? Gateway Pundit is the website you need to go to. Check out the video of the happenings of January 6th. And you're going to see real quick, friends, on video, not just hearsay or propaganda coming from the useful idiots in the mainstream media trying to drive a narrative that doesn't exist, but you're going to see for yourself who is responsible for creating the crimes that day. Again, they were allured, the American people were. Then once they were lured, they were then led. Then once they were led, they were entrapped. And then once they were entrapped, they were accused of the crimes of the paid provocateurs, including the D.C. police and the FBI and the other agencies that were actually bust in to create this whole narrative. And what was it all aimed at? You all well know what it's aimed at. It's aimed at you and me. Hey, folks, they want to create domestic terrorists, and it's interesting if people knew the Word of God and the Constitution, they would understand that they wouldn't even need to listen to a guy like me. They would know who the domestic terrorists are, and it's not the people that are sitting in jail, at least not a majority of them, okay? I'm going to put an article together over the next day, and on Monday I'm going to put this video on there, and I'm going to let you see the whole thing. It goes on for about an hour and 11 minutes concerning this police officer, and I'm sure there's much more information. So I was actually watching this. This was being played out before all of us, including me. So we'll be.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. To Israel this hour, where families of the hostages still being held by Hamas terrorists in excruciating pain, worrying about the fate of their loved ones as we approach the 100-day mark on Sunday that they were kidnapped. Very little news in the American media about them. In other news, the Biden administration finally taking out targets in Yemen, including a Houthi radar site, this after the group has attacked ships in the Red Sea more than 100 times in recent months. The Department of Defense says says to expect retaliation for the action. To Iowa now, where it's been snowing and freezing cold, presidential hopefuls making their last-minute pitch to voters ahead of the caucuses Monday night. Former President Trump canceling some weekend rallies, he releases a video message.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Oh my goodness, folks, it's all being played out perfectly, right? Isn't it interesting how just out of nowhere, folks, Donald Trump's trajectory is just out there, period, right? Well, it's interesting because during the break, I just looked up, and again, I get about 200 to 300 emails a day, and it's coming from conservatives. A lot of it's good news or good information, but they never give you the answer. That's what bothers me. But it says federal judge just dismissed marketing lawsuit against Trump. Boy, that's amazing. Everybody else is in jail except Donald Trump, and the judges are just dismissing all these charges against Donald Trump. Oh, I also wanted to highlight one more thing for you, if you don't mind, folks. If you want to go ahead and look at social media platforms right now, this just happened. This just happened. What happened? We just removed your comment. See, they don't want you having lawful response. They don't want you to be equipped with answers, Americans. Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, just this last week, is highlighting the severity, friends, of the illegal censorship going on by big corporations, and all at the dictates of the federal government. Silencing any of their opposition. Listen to me, Americans. This is how they'll win the war. Remember what George Washington said. If they ever take away free speech, lawful speech, right? And exposing them for their crimes, Ben Franklin said it's the bulwark to our freedoms. But going back to Washington, he said if they ever take away your freedom of speech, he said you will be like sheep led to the slaughter. It's exactly what's going on, and I just showed you just now as to what they just did. Okay? And what did they just do? They just pulled my feed, is what they did. Okay? Americans, let me say it this way. They keep knocking down people that are telling you the truth. That just means judgments is going to commence much swifter. I'm trying to do my best in obedience to the Lord to warn the American people as to what's going on here. And I got to tell you, and I'm sure Tim feels the same way, there's very far between, very far and few between across the boards that are telling you what you need to hear. And what you need to hear and what you want to hear are two different stories. Hopefully I can get to that in a moment as well. I want to get over to this because this is what's happening right now. 3 years ago, I'm not this guy. The only people that ever know anything as far as what happens spiritually in this house is usually my family and the very far and few between that I trust. 3 years ago when I woke up, and I know when I get it, I got it, when it comes from the Lord, I had a dream. And the first thing I did is told my wife, when you get stuff from the Lord, look at the book of book of Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Look at how many times angels showed up and fear came with it. Look at John at Patmos in the book of Revelation chapter 1 when Jesus appears, how he hits the dirt. And isn't it interesting because the false prophets today, what do you hear? They got this smile on their face. They're never confronting sin. They're not giving the message to the people that they need to repent, but yet that's the gospel message, right? But going back to the fear that comes with it, when you get stuff from the Lord, I'm telling you what, you feel it come. Fear comes with it. Why? Because God is holy, you are carnal. There's a big difference. When I woke up that morning, fear came with it. Why? Because it's more tangible and it's more real than the world in which we live when He gives it to you. I woke up and I seen a wave come in. And I knew what the wave was. It was concerning the pandemic because this was the beginning of something that we've never experienced in our time. And I knew that there was another wave coming behind it, and I knew that if we didn't stop the first and then the second wave, what was going to happen is there was a third wave that was going to come in, and that tsunami, which, by the way, everybody and their dog and cat are talking about tsunamis today. Isn't that interesting? And by the way, some of the real prophets on the scene, 3 years later, are now starting to talk about a tsunami that means to come in and destroy everything. It's all up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, I'm not that guy. Why? Because I'm not trying to draw attention to myself. But I can tell you this, and I tell people this all the time that ask, when I get it, I got it. When I get it, I got it. Here, just case in point, I'll share this with you. Probably about 6 months ago, just to kind of piggyback off of this, and this has happened for 25 years that I've been born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. And why does He give us the gifts, by the way, 1 Corinthians 12, that we might not serve what? Dumb idols. About 6 months ago, I had woke up and I had another dream. And I'm not a dreamer, but I'm not a radio show host guy neither, and I'm not a writer, but I just wrote three books. See, that's the will of the Spirit, not the will of the flesh, John 3:6. But I woke up and I told my wife, I said, I just had a dream. And I could see it clearly, and I said, I just seen a car accident, and it was involving two people that were very close to my wife. And I said, let's call them really quick. And, of course, it always comes with fear and trembling. Put that up against 1 Corinthians 2:5. Remember, Paul always came in fear and trembling, but with much confidence. Okay? And I got on the phone, and I shared with them. I said, I just had a dream of you and your husband in a car accident. And I said, you need to stay under the blood. And I said, I can tell you exactly what it looked like because I can see it as I'm sharing it with you right now. And I can tell you exactly how it's going to play out. Did I know if it was going to take their life or not? No, I didn't know that. I just knew it wasn't going to be good. So I shared that with them. 6 months later, my wife gets on the phone. Hello? Hey. So-and-so and so-and-so have been just, he's in the hospital right now, and so is his wife. They were just in a car accident. And there's a confidence that comes with this gift here that, again, let me say it for the third time, when I have it, the Lord gives it, you ain't taking it away. And the whole world can laugh at me, but I'm telling you, when I got it, I got it. And the joke's on you if you don't listen to it. Okay? And that's the authority of the Holy Ghost, because I can't make it come to pass. Only He can, because He's the one that gave the word. Also, check out false prophetic and real prophetic, 13 and 18, 13 and 17 and 18 of Deuteronomy. Okay? And so I remember getting on the phone and found out the dad was in the hospital for 3 days. It was a real bad car accident. And I remember getting on the phone with him. And I said, so what was that all about? And I already seen it 6 months before it happened. And I said to him, I said, I can tell you exactly how it happened. And he already knew who I was. He already understood the giftings of this ministry. And I said, is this how it happened? He said, that's exactly how it happened. And it was on a country road. So, folks, I'm going to go fast forward now, or I'm going to go back 3 years to the pandemic before it came. That tsunami means to come in, and it means to wipe out mankind. But I'm here again to tell you, because the Bible says that the Lord revealeth nothing, He doeth nothing until He first revealeth unto His prophets. I'm not claiming to be a prophet, but I am claiming that when the Lord gives it, I got it. And you know, on this show, I don't share a lot of that information with you, because a lot of it is private. But if the Lord wants to push me and press me to share with you, I'm going to share it with you. And isn't it interesting today? I just got this from one of our friends, and I knew it had to do with the pandemic. I know a lot of people are talking about it. As a matter of fact, I remember even talking on the radio about this flood coming from the southern border. You could probably go back and find all the times that we hit that as we're being led by the Holy Ghost. And but I knew it wasn't just in particular just that. That was a different part of it. But this one came back into play. Liberty Counsel just came yesterday with a new article. Liberty Counsel, a law firm, a constitutional law firm out of Virginia, Lynchburg, Virginia, and just highlighted the fact that the next booster may be mandatory. Regardless of all, here, I'll just read the first paragraph for you. This is from Liberty Counsel. Before COVID ever happened, says liberal evolutionary biologist Brett Weinstein to Tucker Carlson, Big Pharma figured out how to portray a disease as more widespread and more serious than it was. It was excellent at portraying a compound as more efficacious than it is and safer than it is. He said that profit-building marketing scheme led to the distribution of a new dangerous shot that led to hundreds of millions of injuries. By the way, just this last week, we highlighted new numbers coming from the same man where he highlighted the fact that 17 million people are now dead from taking the experimental shot. Go back to the dream. If you don't stop it after the second wave, that third one's going to come in and it's going to wipe out everything. I wonder if that's where we're at. Well, interestingly enough, again, Liberty Counsel goes on and says, so Big Pharma has found another way to increase profits by getting the World Health Organization to compel people to take the shots. Wait a second. Let me go back to something I was talking about earlier. The burden of proof falls to them, your said representatives, not to you. Oh, my goodness, folks. I could go down to the state capitol and do a meeting within that rotunda and ask the question, where did the governor get the authority to do this? Where did he extract constitutional authority to operate outside of his scope of authority? How is this a law? The burden of proof is on them. Why is it that the questions are never put to the said representatives, but it's always thrown on the people without even asking for that delegated authority to implement that which is unconstitutional in the first place? We'll come right back to this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Just highlighted this, 231 current and former U.S. Service members signed Declaration of Military Accountability to hold military leadership accountable for crimes resulting from COVID-19. Okay, so all of this is being ignored by the mainstream media. It's also interesting to note that the Supreme Court injustices, those nine unelected criminals. And, folks, I know some people, they hear when I say things like that as to the extreme, but the law is extreme. It condemns the crime. And when someone that sits in a representative position that swears to uphold the Constitution and the enumerated laws found within and violates their oath, that is a crime. That is a crime. And what do you call somebody that commits crimes? Criminals, okay? We just seen last week where the said Supreme Court, who they're not the final arbiter of Jack or Jill. They're to discover law and apply the law. And if they don't do that, you remove them, right? But they just came out and said, no, the people that were forced to take vaccines by the federal government, there is no retaliatory method or to hold accountable those that forced them to get the shot. Did you just see this? So it should come as no surprise that during the same time, this is also the same Supreme Court that took it upon themselves to say, go ahead and murder babies. This is the same Supreme Court that said, get rid of God's Ten Commandments. This is the same Supreme Court that said, you know what, make Obamacare a tax, the American Health Care Act under Donald Trump. This is the same courts that took upon themselves to go ahead and dabble in the institution called the church by redefining marriage between a man and a woman. You get the point, right? and they have no constitutional provision whatsoever. You know, what happened to that lines between church and state that they always lie about, right? That doesn't exist constitutionally. It doesn't apply to them because it fits the narrative, right? But they came out and said, no, you can't hold them accountable. Oh, my goodness. But let me hold you again, American, so you can understand the severity of this. Do you know of a business in America that can operate in such a fashion as to indemnify themselves concerning the product that they sell people? In other words, if a product that they sell to the people doesn't work or it causes injury or death, are they indemnified? Are they to be held accountable for the crime? Well, everybody in a right mind is going to say, of course they're going to be held accountable. Well, the Supreme Court just told you that Big Pharma and the federal government is no longer responsible. This is not American government. This is foreign to American government. Let's get back to this. Liberty Counsel just sent out on January 12th, 2024, that the next booster may be mandatory. Okay? It says Joe Biden is about to sign American Freedom. Notice the names that they use, too. It always counters the true meaning of what they're doing. Joe Biden is about to sign American Freedom away to unelected, unaccountable globalist agencies, primarily funded by a billionaire, Bill Gates, who just happens to be heavily invested into pharma's poison. Wow. Americans, it's null. Get what I'm telling you here, please. They don't, the WHO doesn't have authority. They can go ahead and make it out to be the color of law, looks like law, has the color of law, smells like law, but guess what? It's not law. It's null and void. Why? Because the people under God never gave them the authority to go ahead and create poison to kill the people that put them in the office that they now reside in. But they want you to believe it's true. And P.S., it's called administrative law. Guess what administrative law does, friends? It undermines the Constitution. Just like the thousands of policies that they enact against the American people that they're supposed to serve to further enslave them on a weekly basis in this country. Again, let's call it for what it is. Let's shame the devil, folks. That's how you shame the devil. Expose the Joker for who he is. He's a defeated foe. The church is given power over all the works of the enemy. Luke 10:19. Quit being a bunch of capitulators. What an opportunity we have, Americans, big time, to set the record straight. Joe Biden, you know, because the conservatives say it's Joe Biden's America now. It's Joe Biden's administration. No, it's not. He's a representative of the people. We have a representative form of government, a limited representative form of government. And if they act outside of that scope of authority, let me remind you, we are to remove them. And no, going back to what I was talking about concerning the 10th Amendment, no, they don't have a right to go ahead and lie and steal and kill throughout their 10 years. No! When you see them lie the first time, the people are to hold them accountable and prosecute them once they're impeached. 1,000 times I've shared that information. But enough buts to fill a whole auditorium. But I just don't want to actually fight. But I just don't want to actually have to take the time to go see that justice is done that guards our liberties. But Bradley, I got this to do, and I got, that reminds me of when Jesus said, those people that came up to him, because the majority of people that listen to me, call themselves Christians. But remember, those professors that followed Jesus, they said in the book of Luke, Jesus, I'll follow you wherever and wheresoever you would have me go. And what did Jesus say to them? He said, the birds have nests and the foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. But Father, Jesus, let me go bury my father first, then I'll come back. What did Jesus say? He said, let the dead bury the dead. Whoa! My goodness, really? But let me go bid farewell to those at my household before I follow you. And what did Jesus say? Pulling all the excuses away from those that profess to be his and followers of his. What did he say? He said, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Hey, folks, church, you doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. You're in a different rank. and file, okay? We have a responsibility to keep our hands on that plow and make sure that people are aware of what's going on, because once it comes, that tsunami comes, at least they were warned. And if they didn't take heed to that warning, their blood is on their hands, not ours. Read Ezekiel 33, starting verse 3. Joe Biden is about to sign, again, pay attention to the deceptive names they use for these bills, American Freedom Away to Unelected, Unaccountable Globalists. Wow. He goes on in this letter, every day of the year, pharma is engaged in portraying the properties that it owns as more useful than they are, safer than they are, and persuading the medical establishment, the journals, the societies, the hospitals, the government to direct people towards drugs they wouldn't otherwise be taking, says Brett Weinstein, PhD. Wow. So we have an evolutionary, as he portrayed him, right? A liberal evolutionary biologist, Brett Weinstein, seeing it for what it is. Wow. He said big pharma companies have been working on mRNA gene therapy shots for years before COVID. However, not one of those shots ever passed. Not one of those shots ever passed clinical safety trials. That's because, according to Weinstein, the lipid nanoparticles in the shots didn't stay at the injection site. Instead, they travel through the body and gather in the organs like the heart, brain, ovaries, spleen, and elsewhere, causing the body's immune system to begin to attack itself. That is the judgment of God in the natural as to what's happening in the bodies. So, in other words, Pfizer knew from its first mRNA COVID trial, safety trial, that 1 in 800 people were likely to have a life-threatening adverse event that would likely kill them. It's also interesting to note that here, Bill Gates again, this absolute lunatic, unelected, but acts as if he's a representative, which, by the way, we've highlighted all your said representatives that take money from Bill Gates. So, in other words, Bill Gates is pulling the strings of your said representatives. And keep in mind, the shots do not apply to those said representatives. We got a video on that showing you how this is political theater, how they went along, they used little syringes that were fake with springs in them, how the shot never went in the arm, they were telling you what to do, but they themselves were on vacation, they were at weddings in Mexico. We showed all of it to you. You know, Gavin Newsom in California telling you to stay home and you better not do this, you better not gather with people. Then he's found at a French restaurant having dinner with his friends, just like that crook witch, Governor Whitmer. From Michigan, doing the exact same thing. Same thing happening up in Pennsylvania. All of this incited the fact that I've got less than 1 minute left. When the federal government came in, the good federal judges told the American people all of what the federal government and state governments were doing was completely illegal every step of the way. It's null and void, Americans. Let me say it again. It's null and void, Americans. It's time for you to stand up and begin to protest and resist the crimes that they're trying to commit against the American people and people on a worldwide basis. We love you by what we do, and we're going to hold to the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6:12. Love you by what we do.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.